Death Valley, which has already been 100 plus. Yeah. And on Sunday, reports are coming out about how some unlucky visitors at Death Valley National Park experienced the extreme heat in their vehicles, and their car engines gave out due to the extreme heat. Yeah.
No air, no anything. Ouch.
Death Valley National Park officials said on Facebook, Sunday's excessive heat caused at least three vehicles in the park to break down from overheated engines, which can quickly turn fatal, as you can imagine, if passengers are stranded. Fortunately, rangers were able to respond and no major medical incidents were reported. I guess I never thought about that. And it makes me wonder, do they post signage? I mean, are there warnings? I mean, you know, due to extreme heat, be careful. Your vehicle may not need a handle. I mean,
never been there.
I'm not sure, but for years, my dad would go out there when he worked for American Motors, and they would test all kinds of cars in Death Valley.
Really?
Because he was in charge of the heating and cooling division.
If it can withstand Death Valley.
That's right. That's what they said. If our Jeeps can stand.
That's what happened to American Motors, huh?
That's right. Then he moved on to Chrysler. In fact, I think he continued with Chrysler going out there. He'd go out there every late July, early August.
That's what a lot of companies do.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
And again, just a wow. Because, you know, it's known for its heat, of course.
Well, let me just tell you that Jeeps will survive. Death Valley.
Says the man who gets behind the wheel of his Jeep every day.
There's a Jeep
every day.
I was raised properly.
Pat will survive.
He's driven through Shields where it's in the 90s. I mean,
that's right. hey, it can get dicey in Hemlock sometimes too, Art. It gets really warm.
You have to exit that vehicle and step on that hot asphalt.
Tough.
That can nearly
treacherous.
You can test your metal.
Once you're out of the vehicle, you can't blame the vehicle.
But you want to make sure that you have a proper vehicle to jump back into.
Nice and cool.
That's true.
Hope they travel in pairs when they went to Death Valley and the event. Something went wrong with all those Jeeps. They have one they could get into.
Always a group. They always went with a big group.
Safety, I'm sure. There was another extreme weather event that happened. And I've heard of this happening in other places, but this just popped up from Alamosa, Colorado, where over the weekend they set a same-day record for low and high temperatures.
Oh, really?
In the morning, it was 37 degrees. By the end of the day, it was 92.
Whoa!
An area in the Upper Peninsula where in the winter they take some cars from local Detroit manufacturers, and they take them up there, and they put them through their paces in the winter weather.
Yeah. Oh, do they really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you can survive a UP winter. With the cold and the snow, both. We won't be to that extreme as far as weather around here, at least. It may be hot, maybe humid, you know, may have heat indexes, but not to those.
Funny when they bring they bring all those cars back from the Upper Peninsula. They have this strange aroma of pasties in them. Nobody can figure
Or smoked fish or something.
You
call it a strange room where they call it heaven.